AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. This show was brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine, Silicon Valley. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. Big hand clap for you right there. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world on AM 1220, KDOW, iHeartRadio, and online streaming. So you can listen live there on your phone or in your whatever your electronic device is, you can get us anywhere. If you want to dial into tonight's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me tonight or our show guests. We're living in this new era that has redefined how we do business, how we start a business, how we engage our customers, how we thrive in business today. The COVID pandemic has forced its way into our history books worldwide, not even nationwide, but worldwide. Our future global community will one day tell our stories on how we fought back against COVID-19 and reemerged stronger. We fight for their future. We fight for our future. We fight for the experience of having a productive life and making our efforts and the things that we do impactful to the world. So aspiring to do something bigger than yourself is extraordinary. And none of it can really be achieved without a plan, without direction, without guidance, without really critically thinking through what you really want to do. I was recently consulting a new client and she said, kind of casually, I was told that business plans are outdated. And I simply replied, ask a loan officer. Planning is important. We can't get away from that. And trying to get away from the foundational work that you have to do for anything, whether you're writing a book, whether you're building a building or a home. I shared with someone that why would you go into a home if the foundation was not put there? If you said, hey, I've got this great, fantastic home, you can have it, but there's no foundation. And I would say, keep the home because that is not a home I would feel comfortable and safe in because it is not strong enough to carry the weight of the house. So tonight I have with me on the show one of the world's leading experts on the value of developing a solid business plan. And they are far from being outdated. Sabrina Parsons is CEO of Palo Alto Software, developer of the best-selling business management software, Live Plan, and email management product, Outpost. Palo Alto Software develops software and tools specifically targeted for entrepreneurs. So you entrepreneurs out here, listen quick and listen with critical ears and thinking, and small business owners. So for entrepreneurs and small business owners, this is really for you. But planning is important just in general. So welcome and thank you for joining me tonight on the show, Sabrina. We are excited to have you here tonight.
Thank you, Margaret. I'm really glad to be here and have heard that comment about business plans being outdated for years and years and years and years. And it is, I think, stemming from a misunderstanding, right? What's outdated is the old school 100-page leather-bound plan that you stick on a shelf. That's what's outdated. But having a plan for where your business is going to go and why is going to go there and where you want to take it is by no means outdated, as you very eloquently have already said.
Now, I've got some questions. You came on the show with us. We're almost at our 10-year anniversary doing this show. It is crazy, crazy, crazy. You came on in October 2015, and I was hoping to play a little clip, and we could not pull that audio. I could not dig it up. And so, but we do, if you do want to hear that show, we do have it out there on our Podbean, so you can look that up and listen to what we talked about in 2015. Absolutely fantastic. So number one, what's new? What's new with Palo Alto Software, LivePlan, and all of the things? I remember when LivePlan was launching. So where are you today?
Oh, gosh, lots of new things going on. I think the biggest thing is that LivePlan, as we have developed it over the years, it's a SaaS product, so software as a service, which means we're constantly developing and updating it, and you don't ever have to worry about downloading anything or updating your software. You just log in and you get the latest version. And what I love is it means we're constantly reacting to what small businesses and entrepreneurs need, and we're making the product better and more robust and adding more features. So I think the biggest change since 2015 is the ongoing business management features we've added, so that if you're a startup, you're trying to figure out, you know, what is this business going to be? How much funding do I need? Can I get SBA funding? Am I going venture capital? Am I going angel? Once all of that happens and you get your money and your financing, and maybe that's a second mortgage on your house, right? Maybe you didn't get any other financing, but once you have the money, then the business starts going and you should continue to plan, right? You should continue to understand, where am I today? Where am I wanting to get? And what does that mean? How do I get there? And so LivePlan has added a lot of financial management tools for small businesses so that they can keep on track and keep moving forward and understand the variance between what they planned and where they are, understand their cash and their cash flow forecast, as well as their current cash position. And it also allows them to share the financial management piece with a board, with partners, with an executive team, or with a strategic advisor that they might be using. So they may have an accountant that's offering strategic advising services. So really, we focused on making the product more robust so that you can use it on an ongoing basis.
Right. And I like the word. Here's the words that I like about all of this: live planning, live plan, and ongoing, because we've all seen and I can't tell you how many clients that I have worked with. And when I ask, do you have a business plan? And they're like, oh yeah, maybe somewhere back in, you know, and then you look at it and it's like this 9.5 page skeleton bones of a business plan. But what's interesting is that plans are living. They evolve, they grow just like an individual. And so can you share a little bit of value to our audience? Because I have preached this to many of my clients as a regional advisor for the Small Business Development Center. And sometimes it's kind of, you're kind of like the parent, you know, when you're the advisor, and they're like, well, you're just saying that because, and so I want them to hear it from you, the value of maintaining an ongoing live plan as ebbs and flows happen. For example, COVID-19, a pandemic hit. Did you plan for it? Who planned for it?
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's been a really interesting year for us because of COVID. Prior to the pandemic, there'd been, you know, we were around as a business through the last recession, the Great Recession. Little did we know what was coming up, right? So we'd experienced some of that, and our product actually was very helpful and useful to people during the recession. Although a lot of the usage back then was people who had lost their jobs, had gotten tired of trying to find a job and finally decided to just, you know, jump off that cliff and be an entrepreneur. And they were using our product to plan. What happened with COVID is that cliff literally just fell off from one day to the next. Right. We had a lot of small businesses all over the world, right? Not just the United States.
That's right.
Who had been in an economic boom for 10 years, right? We had been able to get out of the Great Recession and we'd seen this economic boom for 10 years. And small businesses were in this comfortable place where they said, I don't really need to plan. Customers come, the money comes in. I don't know all the specifics, but things are working. And then COVID hits. And all of a sudden there was this realization of like, oh my God, I don't even know if I can make it to PPP loans.
Right.
Like I have no cash reserves. I don't even understand what those are. I never planned for them. And what am I gonna do now?
Right. He's signaling me to a commercial break here. I gotta go. So much more. Stay tuned. We're coming right back. AM 1220 KDOW Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Money 2.0, AM 1220 KDOW here with Margaret Jackson. If you're just tuning in, we are live here in Silicon Valley, around the world, iHeartRadio. Thank you for tuning in. We are Zooming and we are live on radio. Crazy. I call it reality radio. I don't love reality TV because it's not reality. It drives me crazy. I put my hair out. But this is reality radio. This is what we do. We have Sabrina Parsons with us tonight, the I Chi, the guru of the value of business planning, business plans. The Palo Alto software is the number one software, business planning software on the planet. I like to say the planet because it just seems bigger. I'd say universe, if any aliens are out there.
Planet. I'm good with that.
You're good with that. Sabrina, so I hear, I'm just so devastated. I think I might have to send you flowers or something. You're retiring business plan pro.
We are. It is that time. Live Fund has become so robust and is a platform that we feel like we can serve our customers better on the Live Plan platform. Developing Windows software, which is what Business Plan Pro is, it's just more expensive and just not as dynamic. And so I think it's time. People are ready. People have embraced online software. And in fact, you know, I mean, those of us who've been around for a long time sometimes really appreciate having that software installed on our machine. But many, many people now don't even understand what that is. And like computers don't even come with like CD-ROMs or anything like that.
Right. So I'm sad to see it go because it was such a benefit to me. And I'm going to say this on air. I don't know if I've ever said this on air, actually. But my first business plan that I was one of those that I understood that the plan was important. I just didn't want to be the one that had to write the plan. And so I had someone writing the plan and then that didn't work out. And I guess that seems to be the thing. So you get someone and then it doesn't really work out. And so, you know, I was a very young company and not a lot of money. And so I had to write this plan and they had done a great job of framing it up, which they use business plan. In fact, that's how I learned about Business Plan Pro. It's from that person. And so actually it's still now back with us today, who was fantastic, our editor in chief for our magazine. And so I wrote the plan. It took me like a year. Oh my gosh. It was like, you know, I'm doing all of this work and I'm trying to write it. I need to get this money in the door. And all of a sudden I had this great plan that I could shop around. But I think what business owners need to understand that business plans are not just for gaining access to capital. It is the roadmap. It is how you shared earlier that you are understanding where you're going and why.
Exactly. And I think that's, you know, it's one of these things that I feel like small businesses and kind of Main Street America businesses get left behind. Because the reality is, if you're a startup and you're looking for money, everybody says you need a business plan. If you are a public company, you know, whenever we see Google has meet, you know, exceeded their numbers or didn't quite meet the numbers for, you know, what they were trying to achieve this quarter and of earnings, what they're actually telling you is what their forecast was, right? They have put a plan together. They have a forecast. Right. Did they meet the forecast? Did they exceed it? Did they not do as well? And their stock will go up and down depending on whether they met their plan, right? So public companies are planning, startups are planning. If you have a larger private company that has a board, they're planning. Right. They've got to put numbers in front of their board. Then all of kind of Main Street America small business gets told, oh, you don't need a plan. Plans. Right. And it really puts them in this position of not being able to understand where they're going, what are my drivers, why are things good, why are things bad. That's what planning is all about. That's what the big companies are doing with planning. That's what the startups are doing. Did I meet, exceed, and in which places? Maybe I met my forecast in this area, but not in this other area. And so I need to figure out why, and maybe I need to drop a product line.
Right, right. And that's, and I love that, because some things, just because you think it's great, a great product or service, your customers might not think that it's a great product or service. It's so valuable and so important. You're giving so much rich information in terms of really the value of business planning. And it's really, here's the, and I'm gonna kind of throw something different out at you, the business model. So I'll say, hey, what's your business model? Which is the cornerstone of your business plan. This is how you make money. And most small businesses are like, I get the Scooby-Doo thing going on. Like, what? And so your business plan, once you figure those things out, your ideas, your feasibility, and all of those early stage steps, the business plan becomes the foundation for all of the other plans that are happening in the organization. And that's the big picture.
Yeah. And I think you're right. It's all about, you know, the business model then drives the plan, right? But to have a business model, you need to understand your financial drivers.
That's right.
Right? What actually, not just where am I selling things and making money, but I find when I sometimes work with people, they'll become fixated on a certain revenue line and not even understand or ever look and bother to understand the margin on that line, right? They'll just say, I sell this thing because it's the most expensive. And then you dig in and you see, but you're not making any money on
right.
this one.
Exactly.
Yeah. And this other product or service that you don't think you know, it's not as expensive. Turns out you have no cost here. So it's right. all profit margin. So, right. Right. you know, helping people understand in the model how to actually understand their drivers, where their margin is, and where there's potential upside right. to improve.
Right. And I know this is going to hurt some of y'all's feelings out there, but I'm going to say this anyway, because I have to. You know, business on the edge is on the edge for a reason. Some of your businesses are not going to work. That's the reality. It may not work. So if you're taking cookies, you're baking cookies and taking them to your coworkers and they're like, hey, you make great cookies. You ought to start a business. I don't, you know, it might be an okay hobby, but you really have to think about what the price you have to pay to really create, you know, cookies and create a sustainable business as a result of that using planning. I got to go to a commercial break. Sabrina, when we come back, I want you to respond to my cookies. AM 1220 KDOW Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. I was trying to figure out what music he's playing in the background. It dips out a little bit, but it records fine on Zoom. Welcome back, Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. we are, it's crazy for you radio listeners out there. I have been talking to Sabrina on the commercial break on Zoom that we will publish on YouTube and Facebook, and it's so much fun. She's so informative. It's crazy. It's almost like I just want to peel her head back and just like, can I look inside and see what's down in there? So we talked about how you pivoted Palo Alto Software March 13th. Now everyone's at home. No one's buying. And companies, and I think about clients that have $40,000 monthly rents in the Bay Area. Crazy. And you guys were able to
1,000 square feet too.
Right. It's obscene. So you guys were able to pivot. Tell us a little bit about your experience and what were small businesses saying once you were able to listen and hear from them? What decisions did you make to kind of change things and adapt?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing we did is as soon as we started hearing about potential aid for small businesses from the federal government, really digging in and understanding it, reaching out to all our contacts in SBA and SBDC so that we could be very well prepared to help small businesses take advantage of the aid that was coming in the appropriate ways. There was EIDL money and there was PPP loans.
Yes.
But you know, you really had to understand the effect. Like if you're a restaurant, part of the problem the first round of PPP had for people is it was very restrictive, right? It could help pay your rent and your payroll and that's it. And you weren't allowed to lay anybody off. But if you're a New York restaurant, well, your rent is just extraordinary, and right. the amount you could get was not based on your rent, it was based on your payroll. So there's a lot of problems for people trying to figure out, like, if I can get PPP money and it can barely pay my rent and I can't do anything with payroll, I'm not allowed to lay anybody off, like, is this what I should be doing?
Right.
So that was one of the first things we did, is really dig in and get all that information and then start running educational webinars for people to really help them understand and to encourage them to actually take their, you know, current situation and financially forecast it out and put that PPP loan into the financials to see, how was this going to help? And could they pivot their business? Was there a way that they could use this money to their advantage?
Right.
And to act very quickly, right? Because those, for that first round of PPP, it was like it was announced and then it was gone, right?
Right. And at that time, I was still a director for one of the SBDCs here in Silicon Valley. And so we were so swamped and overloaded with supporting very scared, terrified business owners. And some of the concerns even in that was, how do we support them? You know, SBDCs are not, you know, don't have mental health counseling and things like that people were going through because of all of the stress. But yes, the PPP, and think about it, the government had to pivot. They had to get out something to the public quicker than they would normally do it. And so we were seeing all of these changes. The PPP would come out, the EIDL would come out. We had the EIDL advance. Now we've got the targeted EIDL now. And then, you know, and we just had the PPP too, really is kind of wrapping up. But so when you were doing your workshops and webinars and things like that, did you see if small businesses had kind of a sense of relief that they could really begin to build again and start planning again?
You know, I think there was a mix, right? There was so much emotion. It was so scary, right? All of us as humans were scared. Like, what is this? It feels like we're all in some movie.
Right.
Is this real, this pandemic? And then there was this sense of like, is the government like, is it really going to be forgiven? Like, if I get this money and then, you know, what happens? What happens to my business? So I think there was a lot of fear. And that was really the number one thing we saw, that if we could help someone get to, like, let's forget all the fear. Let's put some stuff in a business model, on in a forecast.
Right, right.
Let's just start there. And let's just put numbers down. And that was really helpful to people and helped kind of take them from this like crazy fear and just like, let's ground you in what we can do.
Right. We got to go to a commercial break. Good stuff. We are live AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. Sabrina, you've never been in this part of the show. This is a new segment of the show. We've had some changes over the last 10 years as well. So this is a Small Business Concierge segment of the show where we get to talk about small businesses and the cool things that are happening and the cool tools that are available to them. And so we've had some really fun dialogue in the last three segments. But let's talk about some of the cool tools coming from Palo Alto Software. And on our break, I was talking about this. I'm on your liveplan.com website. So listening audience out there, if you are an entrepreneur, aspiring entrepreneur, or an established small business, go out to liveplan.com and check this out. You won't be disappointed with the tool. I love it. I've been a fan for so many years. Business Plan Pro is what I cut my teeth on and have never been disappointed with the tool. So now you've got this offer here. Businesses who plan grow 30% faster. This is fact. You know, everything on the web is true. Anyway, so interested in a live plan discount. So you've got these three little buttons here: new business idea, startup phase, established business, which is really is really the process. That's a really succinct way of putting it. So tell us about what is that new business idea? What are they getting there? Let's go through all three of those.
Yeah, what they're really getting is it's an entryway into the software that recognizes the phase that they're at. So instead of us coming in and just dumping them into Live Plan and having them figure it out, we say, okay, you're a new business. You've got a new idea. Let's start you up at this level of like, let's do a little bit of a business assessment to see, like, is this a viable business?
Right.
Excuse me.
No problem. And this is why we call it live radio. This is what you get. So I love this, and so they can unlock this offer. And so we're gonna get Sabrina back in just a moment. So there's an offer here that you can unlock the offer, and you have a new business idea. They're gonna take you through that. You have a startup phase, and then you have the established business, and you can move on from there. And so I'm gonna see if Sabrina's ready to come back.
I am.
There you go.
Sorry.
I've been there. No problem.
I followed wrong, so I apologize. So in that new business idea, what we want is for them to really think through, and you mentioned this earlier in the show, right? Not every new business is going to make it. Not every new business model actually has a there. So we want to take people through and help them figure that out. Is this a viable business? Can you go through and see what does it take? And it may be a viable business, but it may not be the right fit, right? Somebody might go through the new business idea process and realize, wow, in order to make this work, I've got to raise $5 million. I wasn't into that. I thought I could do this with $100,000.
Right.
So then they can stop. And they don't have to put their house on the line with a second mortgage and, you know, ruin their marriage because they started the business.
Right.
right?
Right. Those are real stories. That's a real story that, you know, you think you can do something, you mortgage your house, you all of a sudden it's, and I have to help clients with that process, because especially women, I can't say, you know, I've helped a lot of women in this process because they have had these sorts of things happen with their husbands. Like they have now, you know, now they're mortgaged up to the hill. They've got, you know, a second and third on the home, and, you know, it's scary and everything's on, you know, the back of that spouse. And so we have to really, this is really great to be able to think through this and really see what's at risk, what, you know, count the cost.
Exactly. And just understand, right? What am I getting into? And maybe that means I have to dial it back and rethink things. Maybe I can still do it, but then we've at least taken somebody through that process. And, you know, that kind of customer for us may not be a long-time customer with a long lifetime value, at least not then. Many of them will come back, but we appreciate being involved in the process where someone says, wow, maybe this idea doesn't work. And the fact that we can help them get there, it makes me very proud to be part of that, to say, hey, that's not going to work. And that's okay. You'll have another idea, versus when you're in different phases and you may need different kinds of tools and support.
Right. And so are they, so now they're going through this process. And so the startup phase, is that a different experience? So if I came and I said, okay, well, I'm past the new business idea. I think I'm in the startup phase. I can click startup phase and get a different experience.
Yeah. So in the startup phase, we're going to take you through more thinking through, okay, you're at that point, you've decided you're doing it. You are either well on your way to getting money, or we're going to help you figure out how much money you're getting, but you're starting up, you're looking for locations, you're potentially hiring someone, you have decided, you've jumped in, maybe you've talked with an SBDC, you're on your way for an SBA loan, but you're actually getting the business up and going, rather than that idea phase where you're really testing the water, right? You're putting your finger up in the air to see which way is the wind blowing? Can I do this? In startup phase, you've decided to do it. Right. And you've got to get all your ducks in a row, and we're helping you do that.
Right, right. And so I love how this is broken down, because you have entrepreneurs, they are in different places. And we can't put them in the same place with, you know, the senior level businesses, like the established businesses. So I come now, I'm an established business. What's my experience?
When you're an established business, the experience there actually starts from a point where we want to find out, do you have an accounting solution? Because LivePlan connects to QuickBooks, both QuickBooks Online and QuickBooks Desktop, as well as Xero. And if you're an established business, we're assuming you bring with you some history, both in your financials as well as in your strategy. And we want to help you get that history into LivePlan as a starting point, because that history gives you a lot of information about where you've been and where you can go, right? If you've grown 5% of year for the last 6 years, and you're gonna sit down and do a forecast and tell me that you're gonna grow 70%, I'm probably gonna have some questions for you, right? Right. I'm probably gonna say, you know, unless you've got some crazy new thing, you're probably not going to grow 70%. Maybe instead of 5%, we can get you to grow 8%.
Right.
Right. Maybe we can be a little bit more strategic and really hone in. But that's where we work with the existing businesses to say, you've got data in your history that will help you figure out where you should go and what your future is.
Right. We are wrapping up the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. This is exciting. Go out to liveplan.com. You will not regret it. Get the offer. Limited time, 50% off. I got to get out of here. Thank you for tuning into the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. We are out of here for this segment.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine, or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Yeah. Nice, Ken. Welcome back. Welcome back. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are here live. We are at the bottom of our hour. We have had a ridiculously fantastic conversation with Sabrina Parsons, CEO of Palo Alto Software, the live plan, the number one business plan writing tool out there. You're not going to find anything better. That's just the bottom line. It's not how I just feel about it. It just happens to be a statement of fact. So Sabrina, how can our audience get a hold of your plan? It looks like you have a 50% off your first month of Live Plan. Can you share a little bit about that for us?
Yeah, just head on over to liveplan.com. You'll get that 50% off. And the other thing we do is we give a 60-day money-back guarantee, which we used to do with Business Plan Pro. It's kind of unique. You don't see that in SaaS software, but we really want to stand behind our product. We don't want you to pay us if you're not better off after you use it. So we really want to encourage people to use it, see the value. And if you don't see the value, you can call us up and ask for a refund. And we're happy to do that because we want to provide tools that make a difference. We really are a mission-driven business. We believe in making small business better, and we believe in helping people succeed in business. And so we think our tools are great, but we want that to actually resonate. So if you go to liveplan.com, you're going to see that. You can sign up. Our customer service is in-house. We don't outsource it. I used to tell everybody they sit right outside my office, and sometimes I sit out there with them and I answer calls. These days we're still virtual, so they no longer sit right outside my office because I'm in my house. But we are getting ready to actually do some returning to work. But everybody is hired by us and fully employed by us. And in fact, all of our customer, we actually call them customer advocates, not customer service. And our customer advocate team, everybody has college degrees. It is a very high level of support because, again, we really, truly want to be there to help that small business, that startup, that entrepreneur.
That's fantastic. And I love that 60-day money back guarantee. And I'm just kind of surfing around LivePlan's website. And you can surf around because you are partnered with the Women's Business Centers, SBDCs, Veteran Business Centers, and these support resources out there. Getting an SBDC advisor or Women Business Advisor is important because they can help you go through these processes of creating your business plan, understanding your business model, forecasting cash flows, all of those different things that are available to you. So Sabrina, before we wrap up, we've got a few minutes left here in the show. What is your best advice for our small businesses out there?
I think the best advice, and over all the years that I've been doing this, is you have to embrace your numbers. You know, I hear so much from small businesses that, like, oh, I'm not a numbers person, and that's not why I started the business. And I totally get that. You want to bake if you're a baker. You want to do your landscape if you're a landscape artist. You want to be the chef if you start a restaurant. I absolutely get that. But if you want to be in control, and you really want to have a business that thrives and that recognizes your expertise and your ability, you have to embrace the numbers. You have to be comfortable with the business model. You have to understand what is happening, what's coming down the pipeline, and you have to prepare for it, because otherwise you're going to get an ulcer and your hair's going to go gray and you're not going to sleep at night.
Right. You want to, I think that's absolutely fantastic advice, is understanding the numbers. And sometimes it's not just, I don't, you know, numbers are not my thing, but a fear of their ability to understand the numbers or analytics, the data analytics of what's happening in your business, which is critical in understanding why something, and like you said earlier in the show, why it's working, why it's not working. You get to, and whether or not you're actually not making any money, you know, what's your break-even analysis, and You know, what's your real cost for your products and your services? Like, I'll ask our clients, so how did you come up with that price? And they're like, well, you know, and they're buying their materials retail, you know, and producing something. I'm like, I already know you're not making any money on this. You know, it looks like you're making money, but you're not, because if I pull the covers back on everything, then we're going to see something different. But what I would say, Sabrina, is you're giving them absolutely spot on advice here on the show. So for those of you that value what Sabrina has said on the show, go out to liveplan.com. We've got to get out of here. I've got like a minute before they're going to pull me off air. Liveplan.com. Get the 50% off. I'm on a different screen here. I'm going to pop back over there. Get the 50% off your first month of Liveplan. And if you hate it, she said you can give call them up 60 days and they will give you your money back. And you probably don't have to wait that 60 days, do you?
You don't. Just within that 60 days, because we really want to stand behind, you know, what we do, and we want to make it better for you.
All right, you heard it from the Ichi, the guru, AM 1220 KDOW, Margaret, KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson-Berry. It's business and finance leader. Be good to someone out there and stay safe.